listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Recently, an article in Time Magazine has been circulating various social media channels, especially among LDS singles. It's called What Two Religions Tell Us About the Modern Dating Crisis, and it discusses why Mormons and Orthodox Jews aren't pairing off in their own respective religious groups, either in marriage or dating, as frequently in today's world. There's a lot of heartache tied up in this topic. As we know, so many of our listeners are concerned with searching for a spouse. What it boils down to is this. This article states that based on demographic research, many young LDS singles tend to experience, quote, the paradox of choice. Not being able to make a decision about who to date or marry simply because there are too many options available to them. Isn't that interesting? Navigating the dating world can be extremely frustrating and heartbreaking at times. Earlier this summer at Education Week, hosted at Brigham Young University Provo, a few professors gave classes on marriage preparation and shared some really good tips to remind ourselves of when we are searching for a suitable companion. So starting off with Scott Braithwaite, he's a professor of psychology at BYU, and he encouraged his audience to stop looking for a soulmate. And when he did mention that choosing a spouse is one of the most important decisions we can make with eternal consequences, he taught that happiness in marriage comes as people accept the responsibility of choosing their spouse for themselves, and that eternal marriage is essential to the plan of salvation and exaltation that husbands and wives work together to gain. He continued that the Lord will not take away our agency when it comes to a marriage decision, but that we can, with Him, find and establish relationships with people who could be a very good fit. He then quoted Spencer W. Kimball, President Spencer W. Kimball, who in 1977 famously said this about marriage, and it still holds true today. Soulmates are fiction and an illusion. Almost any good man and good woman can find happiness and a successful marriage if both are willing to pay the price. Braithwaite also said that while this romantic ideal of one right person is really tempting to subscribe to, it is much more romantic for someone to say to his or her spouse, "No, you weren't chosen by someone else. You were chosen by me. I chose you. And I will continue to choose you every day of our life, every year of our life, for eternity." I love that. Well, in another Education Week talk that was given by religion professor Michael Goodwin, he focused on eliminating the fear when it comes to selecting a potential mate by evaluating someone based on essential eternal characteristics. Goodwin stated that the characteristics of a desirable mate can be divided into two categories, really, personality traits and character traits. Now, personality traits, he said, are considered to be immoral because they don't require a set of defined values to develop. For example, someone could be witty, intelligent, but also critical and sarcastic. He said that character traits, on the other hand, are formed at a deeper moral level. Goodwin taught the character traits that are decidedly good are based on eternal principles of the gospel, a list of character trait essentials that Elder Richard G. Scott presented in the 1999 Annual General Conference are deep love and the dedication to God and the commandments, magnanimity, selflessness and dedication to raising children in a Christ-centered home. Dating life is largely fantasy, Goodwin said. We need to see them, potential partners as them, in several temperaments. Elder Holland said to never give your heart to or waste your time on someone who isn't kind. And that's one of the first things I noticed about my husband was how he had such kind eyes. So there you go. If you're interested in learning more about spirituality and temporally preparing yourself for a relationship, visit Mormon Channel's blog Self-Reliance series every Saturday. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Thank you so much for listening. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.